sessions, for example. It's also important to accept when your sessions are not working for a client and perhaps consider referring them on to another service. This can be particularly hard if you are struggling for money and the sessions are providing you with a much needed income. However, if you keep them on in the hope that one day they will have a breakthrough, but deep down you intuitively suspect they won't, you should discuss alternative therapies or types of therapy for this client and refer them onwards. Why? Because they are likely to respect this decision, and as a result of your decision to refer them onwards, is highly likely to cause them to talk favourably about you and your business. Clients who say they are really benefiting from your sessions and really enjoying working with you, but don't make any progress to overcome their problem, may be gaining something else out of your sessions. And it's because of this, they will not want to let go or overcome their problem, no matter how hard you work with them. One reason for this is a type of Munchausen syndrome, whereby a client presents an issue or a problem which they actively maintain even though they say, with all sincerity, that they want to overcome it. Their problem may be psychosomatic, real, or completely fictitious. Whatever the case, they want to keep this problem because it's giving them something else, perhaps attention or sympathy. These people are serial therapist seekers. They are likely to have seen numerous therapists with no progress. For example, a client may have an obsessive-compulsive condition, which, despite seeing numerous professionals, 13 years later, their compulsion remains exactly the same. If you meet a client like this, then you have to question if they have made no progress, that they might be gaining something else from their condition, and they don't want to let it go. Similarly, a client may be unwilling to overcome their issue because it'll mean having to do something which they categorically are unwilling to do, and therefore, no matter what you do to help them, they will not want to let their problem go. For example, you cannot help a client who is completely resistant to the idea that their boyfriend is intentionally maintaining their low self-esteem, because it will mean that this client will have to make changes. And they might have to leave this person. And some clients will have a strong link between their personal identity and their problem. And unless this link is broken, they are likely to fear losing a part of who they are if they no longer have their issue. For instance, a client may want to stop drinking alcohol, but they are known by their friends as the life and soul of a party, and therefore fearful of losing this social connection, their social circles and friends, if they quit drinking.